Hello from St. Louis, Missouri. It's Monday, 8th October, and 2 days ago, on the 6th, myself and the remaining three members of my team moved down the Mississippi River and finished up on the right bank descending, right beneath the Gateway Arch. We were greeted by a small group, media, old friends, new friends, and strangers, and we barely had time to decompress and understand what had just happened. The day before, we'd left the Missouri behind, 995 miles swum and paddled, and then we took a hard right onto the Mississippi River, accompanied by Big Muddy Mike Clark, who is the guardian of the confluence. I sit now in an empty room, which is sadly quite apt. The remaining members of my team have gone. Yesterday, Emily flew. Today, Ben departs for New York on a bicycle, and this morning I put Ness on a plane back to London. Each one of them and every other member of the team, Annabelle, Lou, Sarah, and Dave, we've all faced some challenges over the past few weeks. And going back home to London has always hit me ever so hard after any journey. The rest of the team have done that, or are about to do that, and for the first time, I am not going home. In fact, I'm not entirely sure where home is anymore, and I'm kind of happy with that. I'm exhausted. The last 3 weeks have been excruciating. I've vomited with every other stroke that I've been swimming. My body just hasn't been able to deal with the constant rigors of swimming 12 hours a day for 58 days, dealing with the plummeting temperatures of the Missouri and Mississippi River compared to the bath-like state it was in South Dakota. I've been pretty close to hypothermia a couple of times in this final week. And then the gentle, slow, agonizing build-up of stress of dealing with team issues and the things that almost every team-based expedition has gone through. I know a few people out there will be glumly nodding their heads. But it all came good. Although we've had an incredibly disappointing fundraising response, raising less than $5,000 in the last 2 months, I'd like to say a huge thanks to everybody who did donate. Every single penny goes towards an amazing cause. Copperfield's message to young people that breast cancer can be pre-detected and beaten before it's too late has already saved many lives, and I think the outlying message or the underlying message is exactly the same as my own philosophy of adventure. You catch problems early and you live life full, strong and healthy and make the most of it. I want to say a huge thanks to every member of my team for giving up a degree of their summer and being a part of this expedition, which I'll always remember. It hasn't been easy, it hasn't always been fun, but we've had some incredible moments along the way. We've met hundreds of new people, and also I'd like to thank them, people from Chamberlain to Kansas City and then back up to St. Joseph and Omaha and here in St. Louis via Herman and St. Charles. Strangers have become new friends without so much as a blink, supporting this group of strange people who wanted to do something that no one else has ever done and ultimately gladly succeeded in that. I now have a book to write. It's going to be called Are You the Swimmer? I've also got some videos to make, things that we simply didn't have time for during the expedition, and I'll be basing myself in St. Louis for the next few days and then finding myself dotted around different parts of America and then possibly the world, taking the next few months off to catch up on stories that I haven't had time to put to paper over the last incredible, epic couple of years. A few months ago, I'd never swum more than 300 meters. And then on August 10th, I jumped into the Missouri River and began a 1,004-mile journey, wearing my wetsuit, goggles, a buff as a swim cap, and a very small pair of flippers. I was accompanied by a magnificent team, and the people that we met along the way will live forever in our memories. Thank you for everyone who supported us, who's donated, and hopefully has been a little bit inspired by my team, because they said yes, and they achieved a great deal. Updates continue to be posted on facebook.com/expedition1000 and through my Twitter account at Dave Korn. It won't be long before another adventure comes along, but for now, I think I'm going to make use of this empty room and have a little nap before I start putting some weight back on and writing another book. Oh, and by the way, if you go to swim1000.com, you can pre-order a copy of that one. It's going to be interesting. Signing out from Swim 1000 for the final time, Dave Cornthwaite in St. Louis. Now alone.